Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, February 11th, 2019. Today, in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from Victor Verster Prison outside Cape Town, South Africa, after 27 years as a political prisoner. After more than 250 cars were damaged in Berlin, the state security has started an investigation. According to a police spokesperson, an anti-Semitic background could not be ruled out, since in two of the cases, Stars of David and the word Jude or Jew were carved into the paintwork of the vehicles. Previously, the police had stated that they did not assume a political motive, since the victims themselves were not of Jewish faith. Since January 24th, car tires were repeatedly slashed, mirrors damaged, and windscreen wipers bent. The vandalism series began in Buckau, where residents had reported several cars with flat tires to the police for the first time. Investigators finally counted around 100 damaged vehicles. In Charlottenburg, 34 vehicles with punctured tires were found last Monday night. A local resident had discovered the damage to her vehicle in the morning and alerted the police. On Tuesday, police were called to Bohnsdorf, where tires and mirrors were damaged on 62 vehicles, five of which were also vandalized with a Star of David. In the overnight into Wednesday, 18 damaged vehicles were reported in Pankow and 44 in Moabit. Police are still investigating whether the actions are connected. In addition, more patrol cars are to be used. Thousands of travelers remain sitting on the costs of their flights booked with the insolvent Berlin airline Germania. Per an insolvency administration spokesperson, about 260,000 customers directly booked flights with the airline. According to the current legal situation, passengers with direct bookings, unlike package travelers or people who booked through an agency, will not be reimbursed in the event of the insolvency of an airline. For days, there has therefore been repeated demand for insolvency insurance for airlines. According to a spokesperson for the airline, approximately 20,000 Germania passengers were at their destination at the time of the insolvency. Their return flights were canceled or will be canceled. The return flights refer to a period until the end of February, and around one-third of these passengers booked directly with the airline online. There is a glimmer of hope for the almost 1,700 employees of the airline, however. The Provisional Insolvency Administrator, Rüdiger Weinberg, announced that he was holding talks with interested parties about a possible takeover. The primary goal of the insolvency administration is to keep the airline operational so that the takeoff and landing slots can be kept. Germania had filed for insolvency at the beginning of the week and discontinued flight operations. In the end, none of the 27 Germania aircraft were owned by the insolvent airline. All of them were leased, and all machines are therefore located in Germany. In order to keep the airline operational, it is necessary that the infrastructure remains fully intact with operational aircraft, crews, and maintenance services. Weinberg is also in contact with the Federal Aviation Authority, which revoked the airline's flight license after the bankruptcy. The federal office responsible was initially not available on Friday upon request. As the fourth largest German airline, Germania brought many tourists to holiday resorts in the Mediterranean region. Smaller German airports were hit particularly hard by the discontinuation of flight operations. According to the airline, it carried more than 4 million passengers annually. The Berlin housing industry is arming itself against the planned referendum to expropriate large real estate groups. According to Maren Kern, chairwoman of the Berlin-Brandenburg Housing Companies Association, a renowned lawyer should assess the question of whether the petition for a referendum is admissible at all. In the history of the Federal Republic of Germany, the instrument of expropriation in exchange for compensation had so far only been used in individual cases. For example, in individual areas for transport projects, but it hasn't been used on entire companies yet. In view of the explosion of rents in Berlin, an initiative wants to launch the referendum on April 6th. The aim is to, quote, incorporate companies with more than 3,000 apartments. The initiative is primarily aimed at the Deutsche Wohnen Group, which owns around 100,000 apartments in Berlin. The initiative refers to the German Grundgesetz, or Constitution, which permits expropriations or the transfer of common property, quote, for the purpose of socialization under certain conditions. Kern attacked the red-red-green Senate, which lacks a clear stance on the referendum. According to her, a successful referendum would put an excessive burden of at least 25 billion euros on the city's budget, which is 10 times Berlin's total annual budget. According to Kern, the city would have to do without new daycare centers, school and road construction, all of which is needed in equal measure in the growing city. She stated that, quote, I can't believe the Senate didn't make this clear. According to Kern, the debate about expropriations alone is detrimental to the capital and a massive deterrent to investors, not just in the housing sector. It causes uncertainty, and investors are becoming more and more cautious, especially as the question is already being raised as to why it is not also possible to expropriate in other sectors or with smaller companies. In addition, the expropriation debate in the course of the petition for a referendum would possibly take years. Kern believes that Berlin will then experience a massive economic slump. The Red-Red-Green Coalition does not yet have a common line on the petition for a referendum. The left supports the request, and there is a party conference resolution on it. Green faction leader Antje Kappik showed sympathy for the project, as did some SPD politicians. Berlin Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD expressed himself rather cautiously a month ago. These are complex procedures with high financial and legal risks that need to be well justified, he said, and added, quote, I like it very much when we take the quick and viable steps that are of concrete help to tenants. These steps would include housing construction and the purchase of apartments. With the help of around 400 volunteers, the Berliner Tafel collected around 70 tons of fruit and vegetables at the Fruit Logistica trade fair. After the event on Friday evening, the food was sorted on the weekend and distributed to needy people, as the aid association announced on Saturday. Sabine Wert, chairman of the Tafel Berlin, explained, quote, Fruit Logistica is always impressive. Tons of fruit from all over the world, which we can now distribute to people in need. She thanked all participants for the very good cooperation. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.